Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
We live in a time when we can be connected to each other anywhere we go, including on vacation. But easy access to the internet can put your personal information at risk. You're listening to KNKX, and on Going Places, our travel expert Matthew Brumley talks to 88.5's Ed Ronco about something he read that he says should be a wake-up call for anyone who travels.
Matthew, you spotted this article in Condé Nast Traveler called How to Keep Your Data Safe While Traveling. Data is a big vulnerable spot for a lot of people.
Well, that's right, Ed. So as someone who's on the road a lot, I am accessing public Wi-Fi hotspots all the time. And it really had me thinking that, I mean, every time I go on, for the most part, all of that information that I'm actually downloading or I'm uploading is actually shared across the globe and anyone can access it, which is kind of scary, especially if you're doing your banking online and you're sitting in Copenhagen and you're on the, you know, on your laptop at a Starbucks, you know, and you think you're just totally safe when you're not.
The idea here is that if you go to a cafe or a library,
your hotel room.
This article in Condé Nast Traveler calls public Wi-Fi an invitation to steal my stuff.
So let's say you're at the Hilton swimming pool, and it says some guy just on his laptop created a virtual network and he called it the Hilton swimming pool. Mm-hmm. So most of us would see that when we're sitting around the pool and we'd log in and get onto that network. In fact, we're getting onto this person's private network who's just across the pool from you.
Because we would think, oh, that must be the hotel.
Yeah, it says the Hilton swimming pool, so it must be the Hilton swimming pool. And when in fact, there's a good chance it may not be. So one of the things I'm going to do immediately is I'm going to start changing up my passwords so they're not all Matthew123.
Which they're not.
By the way, you can give that a shot, but they never have been. Probably when I do surf the web, I'm going to use a VPN, basically a virtual private network.
That's what VPN stands for.
Yeah, and you can get that. You can download that. The other thing you can do and should be doing anyway, even if you're not traveling, is backing up your photos, your data, your emails, put them in the cloud in a secure network and do that today. Don't wait.
There were some other things in this article that you found not so practical. Maybe good advice, and yeah, it will keep your data safe, but for the average traveler, probably not a very practical solution. What were some of those things?
Well, even a business traveler, you know, someone who's on the road a lot, one of them was to buy an extra laptop and bring that with you and you know, keep the other one that you use for home and work in place. That would not work for me, I have to say. I mean, too many of my things are on my hard drive, you know, too many of my important items. The other thing was buy a burner phone. And a burner phone, you always see them in the James Bond movies. You know, the guy buys a phone for 3 hours from a pharmacy and then throws it in the trash can as he's running through an empty parking lot. That doesn't really make sense to me because generally those are not smartphones. I have used them to save money when I'm traveling. So, yeah, I like to keep it simple. So back up. Try not to use public Wi-Fi if you're going to. At least get a VPN, a virtual private network. And then don't send any sensitive data over a public network.
What's the first thing you did differently after reading this article?
Well, I've already changed passwords. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that I literally purchased some additional storage on cloud, and everything's being backed up every day. It's actually just a routine. I have it every day being backed up because there's a lot of stuff. You know, the thing that's most valuable to me is my photos, my memories.
Yeah.
And so I would just hate it if those things were taken, you know, if they were lost. So so that's what I've done so far. Still have a few things to do.
All right. Well, get on it.
Okay. I'll do it today.
Me too.
Thanks.
The article is called How to Keep Your Data Safe While Traveling. It appeared in Condé Nast Traveler in early June. We're going to link to it on our website, knkx.org. Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. And it's on knkx.org that you can also find previous episodes of Going Places. I'm Ed Ronco.